Milk and Honey Farm. And since we've received so many calls and emails asking about our Nutrimills and our Bosch mixers, I decided it might be fun to show and tell. A picture is worth a thousand words. This is my Nutrimill. Now I know about mills because I've been grinding my own wheat and baking my own bread since 1980. I've had three mills and this is the best one. It'll hold 20 cups of flour. You can add it while the thing is going, like I couldn't do with my whisper mill. Here you can adjust whether it's coarsely ground or finely ground. You can do corn, you can do beans, you can do all kinds of things in this. This is the wheat I use in my bread. This is Golden 88. It's kind of a soft wheat. Other spring wheats work well with my bread too. What you do is you open the top, you put your wheat right in there, and then you turn it on. It's grinding now. When it's finished, I'll show you what it looks like. You pull this out. That's all there is to it. That's even still warm. I like a medium grain, not real fine and not real coarse. This is the little filter that keeps the flour from sailing dust all over your kitchen, and it fits right there. One of the best features, as far as I'm concerned, about this mill is you can turn it off while there's still grain in the hopper. If the phone rings, you can turn it off, go answer your phone, come back and keep on going. You can't do that with a lot of other mills. One of the questions that I'm asked a lot is, how noisy is your Nutrimill? It's not as noisy as my other ones. I've had two in the past. And they were so noisy, I had to wear earplugs all the time. However, I don't need to do that with my Nutrimill. It makes noise, but it's not as noisy as they were. The manufacturer of the Nutrimill offers a limited lifetime warranty. And that protects your investment. And I like